Hello everyone, this is Jaquitha Farmer, author of the forthcoming book, The House of Jezebel, Fulfilling Destiny in Spite of Your Upbringing. This is our first podcast. This is going to be the House of Jezebel book podcast, and I decided that this would be an easier way to share with my potential readers more about myself and more about the book. In my writing, I figured out that there's a lot that I know and a lot that I have experienced that I won't be able to cover in the book. So I'd like to give you a voice, a means to learn a little bit about the background of the book before it comes out. This first episode, my main topic is really going to be the focus on why this book is no longer going to be considered a Christian book. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about the spiritual awakening that I have gone through in the past 15 years regarding this book. Initially, it was going to be very Christian based. Now, it will refer to scripture, but it won't be Christian based. It'll be more of a mystic or Christian mysticism, more of a spirituality perspective. And I'll be instead of using text from the Bible as if it is literal, I'll be using more as metaphoric or symbolic. So I'll share more about that, and that's going to be a shock to people who have been hearing me talk about the book over the years and then recently have heard me not really say anything. So those unfamiliar with the book, let me go ahead and share something, just give you an overview of what it's about. If you visit the book's website, which is www.thehouseofjezebel.com, you can find the book trailer, the a short synopsis. You can also find a sampling of the back cover, which is what I want to read to y'all right now. So it starts off with a scripture, and it is from Micah 7:5-6 for those who need scriptural references. And it says this: don't trust your neighbor. Don't confide in your friend. Watch your words, even with your spouse. Neighborhoods and families are falling to pieces. The closer they are, the worse they can be. Your own family is your enemy. In the house of Jezebel, wearing a mask is essential to survival. Without it, one mistakenly could let their guard down, sharing their Jezebelian experiences with unsuspecting outsiders. But be forewarned, such actions are deemed as defiant, leading to long-term psychiatric care, a premature physical death, or a slow death of having lived an unexamined life. Orchestrated by the lady of the house, it's easy to become numb to intensive spiritual and psychological warfare. The new normal here is centered around emotional pain instead of peace, constant disappointment instead of contentment, long-lasting hopelessness instead of joyfulness, and indifference instead of love. Ultimately, a Jezebel's aim is to castrate you of the essence of who you are, thus robbing you of a life of purpose and destiny. Part spiritual memoir with a self-help twist, travel along with me as I unearth a lifetime of experiences traced back to being raised by a parental figure that wholeheartedly embodied the spirit of Jezebel. With a two-part agenda, The House of Jezebel, Fulfilling Destiny in Spite of Your Upbringing, seeks to identify what a true family is and what it isn't, while at the same time exposing the modern-day grip of the Jezebel personality. Unbeknownst to outsiders, this elusive character operates in stealth mode. Just like malicious software, it quietly kills off the hearts and minds of the next generation before they can even leave their mother's belly, let alone grow up and tap into the power of their own spiritual wombs for birthing out purpose and destiny as mentally, emotionally, and spiritually stable adults. Religion, as usual, will not eradicate this malware, which is why such a journey could leave many feeling all alone as they run their own inner virus scan for uprooting previously held thoughts, beliefs, and actions of the Jezebel kind. I just read to you the back cover, the sampling of the back cover for the House of Jezebel. Again, you can read it for yourself and read the synopsis and Twitter feed and our discussion forums and how to pre-order the book trailer. All of that, I encourage you please to check out the website, www.thehouseofjezebel.com. I also have some places as I upload information. I'll be making some downloads available for some sample reading. So connect with me either on social media or on the website. I would love to make contact through either the author's blog or through the Reader's Powwow forum. Let's just make this known, because too many people, the way that a Christian church portrays Jezebel is really not an accurate depiction. You know, after these 15 years of trying to write this book and initially trying to write it from a Christian's perspective, and then having gone through an awakening, is not what has been portrayed by the church. Let me go to in the beginning, because even though I was raised in a Jezebelian environment, I was still raised in the church. You know, a Jezebel is always going to be connected to some kind of Christian church. So I was raised in a church. I was raised in the Southern Baptist Church. And I spent my entire childhood going to church. I mean, I was in the choir. I was going to Vacation Bible School. I mean, I did all that. By the time I hit college, I kept feeling like I was missing something. And I know a lot of people go through awakening, especially if they were raised in the church. They still feel like, why I feel like I'm still missing something. And that was me. So I started trying to go to Bible college and buying all these resources. I'm like, I'm going to get this because everybody else seems to be able to get it and I'm not getting it. And I went through all of that. And the further I went, the more disheartened I became. Because I'm like, this is off. Something's not right. Especially when I went through, you know, some of you probably have heard the phrase dark night of the soul. If you haven't, you need to, you can Google it and find out what that means. Because most people, it only takes one for them to go through in their lifetime. And I can say I've been through far more than one, three, four, five. And in the process of trying to write this book, I went through another one because I allowed another Jezebel into my life. And this time it was a male. So I had to go through that process. And that is really what pushed me into this awakening and having to rewrite and revamp this book. Writing ain't easy when you are in one mindset when you start and you have a total awakening in the process and you have to back up, backtrack, start over, and go through a rebirth and do it from a different perspective. So instead of reinventing the wheel, I'm going to borrow the 11 signs you may be experiencing a spiritual awakening. It's actually posted on the website www.powerofpassivity.com, and I encourage you to visit that website and explore the details of each one of these signs. But I want to share these with you because they are all essential to what I've gone through over the last 15 years. So here is their spiritual awakening checklist. Number one, you're creating new belief systems. I've already talked about that. Number two, you want more freedom and less stuff. Stuff meaning material possessions. You know, you're willing to kind of downsize and let some things go on a physical level as well as a spiritual level. You're learning how to shed things from the past as well as from things in your present, in your physical presence. Number three, a sudden desire or change in a job or career. I'm actually posting a blog post about my awakening as far as a different career. You can read more about that on my author website, which is www.shakitha.com. Then there's number four, you will find yourself drawn to inspiration and personal development. Those are examples of reading more self-help books and or listening to audiobooks or going to webinars and workshops or even being more in touch with nature, meditation, prayer, yoga, things to help you get more connected on an inner or physical level. Number five
deep desire to connect with nature more. I just said that one. Number six, you experience unusual sleep patterns. I have always had problems with sleep, and I typically wake up between 3 and 3:30. Not all the time, but, you know, for those of you who have ever done any kind of demonology or paranormal studies, you know the significance of the time frame between 3 and 3:30. Then there's number seven, which is you have increased self-talk and or talk with your creator. Number eight, you will begin to experience more synchronicity. I talk about that. I actually have an article that I just posted on jakeetha.com where I'm talking about, there's a section there called the 911 reminder, because 911, that pattern, number pattern, is not just associated with September the 11th, but from a metaphysical perspective, it is a call to those who have the purpose of being a light worker. So you can check that out on jakeetha.com. Number nine is a greater feeling of oneness. Number 10, a desire to eat healthier and take better care of your body. And last but not least, you experience feelings of sadness or deep emotion. So with that said, I think I'm going to stop. I am Jakeetha Farmer, author of the forthcoming book, The House of Jezebel, Fulfilling Destiny in Spite of Your Upbringing. Please visit our book's website at www.thehouseofjezebel.com. I thank you for taking the time to listen, and I hope to see you in the next episode. Until then, peace, love, and oneness. Bye-bye.